calling for an investigation. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. GoFundMe says it shut down a donation page for Canada's Freedom Convoy of Truckers because of violence that erupted during the group's protests in Ottawa that violated its terms of service. The company first said it would refund donors who submitted a request form and donate the rest to charities of the convoy's choosing. But hours later, GoFundMe said it would refund all donors automatically.
Senator Ted Cruz calling on the FTC to open an investigation into GoFundMe for unfair or deceptive business practices. Republican attorneys general in at least five states say they are now probing GoFundMe over potential fraud and deception of donors in their states.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is firing back after criticism over photos of her maskless inside an elementary school while surrounded by children all wearing masks.
The Democrats campaign saying in part in a statement, quote, it is pitiful and predictable that our opponents continue to look for opportunities to distract from their failed records when it comes to protecting public health during the pandemic, referring to Republican Governor Brian Kemp and his primary challenger, former Senator David Perdue, who both jumped out and attacked Abrams on this issue on the statement to Fox. Governor Kemp saying, quote, Stacey Abrams wants state government mask mandates for Georgians and their children, but it looks like they wouldn't apply when she's attending a photo op.
Fox's Charles Watson. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be in Washington Monday to meet with President Biden and reassure Americans that his country stands alongside the U.S. and other NATO partners in regard to Russia and Ukraine. Germany's refused to supply weapons to Ukraine or bolster its troop presence in Eastern Europe. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Navy has identified the Navy SEAL candidate who died after finishing a Hell Week test last Friday.
Seaman Kyle Mullen of New Jersey died just hours after he and his SEAL class completed the Hell Week training near San Diego. A cause of death is being investigated. Mullen was 24 years old. Rear Admiral H.W. Howard III offered his deepest sympathies to Mullen's family in a statement and pledged every form of support to them. Hell Week tests potential Navy SEALs over several days of combat, survival, and underwater demolition skills. Those who pass continue training. As many as 60% of candidates don't make it. A second SEAL candidate was also hospitalized. He is listed as stable. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There's nothing funny about this snow job of a story.
In an online video posted last weekend, the driver of a New Jersey snowplow was recorded by his passenger as they cleared away the mountains of snow left behind by a nor'easter in Ocean County. As the plow truck approached two men dressed in traditional Orthodox Jewish attire, the driver drops the plow and deliberately shoves a huge pile of snow and slush right onto the unsuspecting men. The driver and passenger then heard laughing as they left the scene. The video, which was posted and then later deleted on the Facebook account of a Donnie Klarman, was captioned, "This one's for you, JC." Waste Management, the employer of at least one of the individuals suspended, then fired one of them. It's unclear whether that person was the driver or his passenger. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The men's downhill at the Beijing Olympics was postponed today because of wind that gusted at up to 40 miles per hour at the top of the course, delaying the opening event of the alpine schedule. schedule. The downhill now shifts to Monday, which already was the day for the women's giant slalom. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.